at this stage open the floor for some questions, if it's possible. And I would start, so please, if you have question, submit your question in the chat box. But let me start with Alessandro. Alessandro, I can see you there. So as a fund manager, what have been the most difficult challenges in setting up and starting the implementation of the financial instrument in Portugal?
Well, I think it emerged from the intervention. It was the challenge was to put together two very different angles and perspectives. It's interesting that the managing authority has said, rightly so, that a great effort in simplification and streamlining has been made to help banks implement these. On the other side, banks have found that still the burden and the process in terms of checks, in terms of documents to be acquired is cumbersome. I think this is a very interesting project because we delivered to provide important guidelines. Of course, banks will not know because they operate only on this project, but this is a very advanced project because the guidelines that were provided, and for example, the declaration that IFAP and the managing authority issue is a big step ahead in terms of tackling this challenge. So I would say the challenge is how to find the right balance between the requirement of the rural development programs and the market practices of commercial banks.
Thank you very much, Alessandro. Maybe a question to Sonia. I would like to get more into the details of the technicalities and let's talk about the submission of an application for standalone working capital due to COVID-19. What is the percentage of the reduction of the expected or incurred revenues that must be verified to be eligible?
In the agreement we signed, there was no definition regarding the reduction percentage. So we assumed that in the periods where there was a loss of revenue 2020 compared to 2019 or 2021 compared to 2020, there should be an evidence of at least 5% of loss of revenue, of less of invoicing. And this has been now, this was the percentage we chose for an SME or an equivalent to an SME could apply to this allocation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Maybe Felipe, what investment dynamics are dominant in the agribusiness sector in Portugal? And how well the guarantee fund fits into this dynamic?
The dynamics are those which I have outlined in my slides. We have a strong investment associated to public irrigation projects, mainly in the south of Portugal. So in southern Portugal, we have extraordinary conditions for productions of orchards, of some fresh fruits and dry fruits. For instance, we have unique conditions to produce avocado. In Portugal, we have many plantations, avocado plantations in the Algarve, where these plantations have been criticized to consume water in an area which has some water deficiencies, but it ends up by consuming as much water as the other plantations, which are not as criticized. But in fact, technological modernization will allow the extension of these plantations into less traditional regions, namely regions in the Sado and Tagus River Valley, which is one of the biggest aquiferous region in the Iberian Peninsula, has 75 billion cubic meters and an annual resupply of 1 billion, which are higher than the volumes of water which are taken away from these aquiferous. So in the south of country, these are essentially the dynamics of commercial production. And we have big holdings with also smaller holdings. And we should bear in mind that these two types of holdings are complementary. The big agricultural holdings dynamize the service providing, know-how providing, and then that's small holdings are going to also to take advantage of. So there is this the big sized holdings are as beneficial as the small sized holdings. And this has been either or it has been a systematic error in Portugal in the last decades. Technically speaking, the virtue lies in the middle, as in many other cases. Up north, we have different sorts of dynamic. We have small holdings in terms of area surface occupancy, or we have more intensive. We have livestock and wine production. We also have them in the south. We have the fresh fruits up north as well. We have the mountain apple productions, which are scattered in the north of the country. But there are many young farmers, and we have some family experience in agriculture, but many come from abroad. They had some made some savings in their jobs as migrants, and when they return to Portugal, they choose to invest in a sector which, although many people consider that it's very volatile, it's quite risky, with the fact that the non-compliant levels in terms of loans are lower than all the other sectors financed by the banks.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Maybe another round of questions. Maybe a question to Alessandro. Let's take a step back and maybe from your point of view, what are the key features that could bring value to the different stakeholders when you set up financial instruments of this kind? What are your views?
Well, I think we can touch on the different perspective that the different stakeholders have. Of course, starting from the farmer, I think that having more financial instruments like these offered can benefit not only in terms of access to finance and better conditions, which is indeed the case, but also in terms of a more complementary approach, let's say, homogeneous approach. So the idea of combining grants with financial instruments, the idea of having different forms of support is very important. From the bank's perspective, I believe that working more closely with resources from the programs in these financial instruments is a very good way to be exposed for the banks that are not, or to become stronger for the banks that already operate in these specific activities to the requirements of these activities, because usually there is a clean separation. The managing authorities and the public administration deal with the grants, and banks finance the remaining part. And with these financial instruments, of course, we can make more systematic the effort. And lastly, for the managing authorities, of course, it's very important the shift towards doing more with less, because financial instruments definitely allow to do more with less resources.
Very good. There is a question from the audience. Companies are undercapitalized, as was mentioned by Felipe. Is there any instrument that can deal with this difficulty, venture capital or other options? Since in the question, Caixa Geral de Depósito was mentioned, Felipe, would you like to try to answer this question first, and then I'll come to Sonia?
I believe that, I don't know if Sonia would like to answer first. No, not at all. Basically, what banks are looking for is that is for companies to have own capital or a reasonable percentage of own capital, so that the business, the farmers share some risk because the banks do not like to move into operations without some risk sharing. It doesn't have so much to do with the requiring real guarantees, but rather the principle that the risk should be shared right from the beginning, and our investment is not is to safeguard us against the possibility of the project failure, but to have the conditions of mutual satisfaction for the project to succeed. And we really pay a greater attention to this criteria. But the instruments imply the entrepreneur being able to have own capital or other sources of equity that can that are present. We have the RDP working capital, but in fact, this burden lies on the side of the client. The client has to demonstrate that they possess the basic technical and financial conditions to enter into a partnership with the bank. And the primary goal is, of course, that the project will be successfully completed. Let me add something. Sometimes we have projects with items which are not eligible for our financing line, for instance, the purchase of property and others. In that case, we have created two separate lines, one financing line, which is not this one, which is separate for the items for the non-eligible items. And we created a second credit line for the specific line for the eligible items. In those cases where there is no eligibility, we use the mutual guarantee solutions, but because they cannot be reconciled, we only use them for those for the items which are not eligible under these lines. So we actively strive to find the best solutions to make these projects we believe in become viable. It is essential in our view, it is essential for success that the businessman also shows, demonstrates the financial and technical means to be able to complete the project successfully.
Very good, thank you. Maybe Sonia, I ask you if you also share this view or you have your own view concerning the potential instruments for undercapitalized SMEs
Well, Santander Bank shares the viewpoint of CGD at this level. As commercial banks and as providing support, we believe that entrepreneurs have to be involved with a percentage of the investment. So it's a sort of be involved in risk sharing with the banks. And in all activities for the capitalization, there will be other instruments, but not within commercial banks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I would like to thank everybody, Alessandro, Sonia, Claudia, although you were not able to speak, and Felipe, for your contribution, for your availability, and for having accepted the invitation. Thank you again.